You know that that bloke, the Mountain from Game of Thrones, that bloke who crushes people's skulls with his bare hands? Well, he's got engaged in real life. Yay! It's to a lady by the name of Kelsey Morgan Henson. Now, what's got people talking about the fact that these guys have got engaged is the quite dramatic height difference. See, he is one of the strongest men in the world. I believe he might have even won some competition for World Strongman or something like that recently. His real name, by the way, is Halfbor Julius Bjornsson, but we'll call him the Mountain for this. He's 6'9". His fiancée is, or now wife, I should say, is 5'2". That is a huge height difference. There's a photo of the Mountain holding his new wife in his arms, like picking her up. And I mean, it looks like a child compared to him. I mean, anybody would, though. The guy's 6'9". That's absolutely massive. So I want to talk partner height differences on 13, 12, 16 this morning. You do see a lot of couples that have a big height difference, and that's totally fine. But what's your height difference? Like, how tall is your partner and how tall are you? Maybe you're the female in the relationship and you're taller than your male partner. That's not as common, but maybe that is what it is. What's the difference? Maybe, you know, your husband or your boyfriend's 6'4" and you're 5'1". That's a pretty significant height difference. What is the height difference in your relationship? 13, 12, 16. We've got Nathan on the line. Is there a big height difference between you and your partner?
Well, my partner's about 5'2".
Yep.
And I'm 6'7".
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's really... You're almost in Mountain territory there with the height difference, because he's 6'9", so you're not much shorter than he is.
Yeah. Height, yeah, maybe not body build.
Well, yeah, no, you're forgiven for that. That would make you a pretty huge human. Do you like it that way? Does it work well for you? Obviously it does. You married?
Yeah. No, not married, but I've been with my partner for 3.5 years and we have a child together, so...
Yeah, right. Have you always preferred shorter girls, or it just happened to be that way?
No, it just happened to be that way.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, good stuff, mate. Thanks for the call.
I guess you could say it has its ups and downs.
You're a legend, Nathan. Thanks for the call, mate.
Thanks,
mate. See ya. Crystal, is there a big height difference in your relationship?
Previous relationship.
Okay.
My eldest daughter's father was 6'9" and I'm 5'2".
That's exactly the same height difference between the Mountain and his now wife.
He towered over me. And now my daughter, she's really tall now too, and she's 11 and she's taller than me already.
That tall gene is in there, and we're not talking just a tall gene, we're talking a super tall gene. So there was basically no way she wasn't going to be tall.
No, and I tell her all the time, I'm like, because she's getting to the age where she's curious about boys and stuff like that, and it's crazy early, but I say to her, I'm like, if you don't stop growing soon, I said, you're going to be that awkward tall girl with a really short boyfriend.
that's okay. What happens. Well, that's all right. That happens sometimes. Whatever makes people happy.
No, that's right. As long as they're happy, that's all that matters. But yeah, she's going to end up the same way, real tall like a dad.
Well, there are worse things to be, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. Really short like me is one of them.
Well, hey, no, that's fine too. That's fine too.
No, because then when I can't reach things, I have to ask her.
She's got one up on you.
So yes.
Maybe I'll get that for your mum, but you might need to do something for me.
Exactly. She's got something to bug.
Oh, no. I didn't think about that. You might be right, actually. You're in trouble.
Yep.
Hey, Crystal, thanks for the call.
No worries. See you later.
See ya.